I used to cash my check and carry the whole check in my pocket every week. Welcome to Debt Free and IT. I'm your host, Mike. This podcast is for anyone who's looking to get into the IT industry, whether it's for a career change or you're just interested. I think you come to the right place. So you're probably familiar with the saying of it's not what you make, but how much you keep. And that saying still holds true to this day. So years ago when I entered the IT industry, I remember telling myself that as soon as I'm making $20 an hour, I'm doing pretty good. And you got to think this was over 10 years ago. So back then, $20 an hour was considered that you was doing fairly well for yourself in my area. So pretty soon I hit that $20 an hour target. And next thing I know, I find myself where my target end up going up a little bit higher. Then I hit that next target and that goes up a little bit higher. So along this process, I kept finding that every time I make more money, I find myself needing more money in order to survive. So the reason I found myself needing more money as my pay started to increase was every time I got that pay increase, I ended up creating some sort of bill that ended up making it where it was as if I never received a pay increase. A lot of us may know this as lifestyle creep. So then also you may hear of people or hear telling people or read stories about people that may be the same age as you and they don't have no debt. So they're financially free. They're able to invest, or maybe they own a couple houses. As Uncle Dave would call them, everyday millionaires. And you often wonder, how did they do it? So the trick is they was probably all very good at budgeting and real good at living below their means. So as their pay increased, they didn't create more bills. You know, so as they started making more money, they used their extra money to invest. They maybe put that extra money into their 401k, or they may have used that extra money to save up and get rental property. But they all have those same similar traits where they didn't let lifestyle creep affect them as they started moving up within their career. So like I stated earlier, those everyday millionaires was probably real good at budgeting. So if you don't know what budgeting is the process of creating a plan to manage your finances. It involves estimating your income and expenses over a specific period. So most people usually do a yearly budget or maybe a monthly budget. And pretty much within this budget, you're just allocating your money accordingly to meet your financial goals. So today, I got a couple different budgeting methods and budgeting apps to help you get on the right track and get started and get good at budgeting. Like I said, this is something that I've been working on for a while, and I just wanted to share some of the tips I use or some of the budgeting methods I use, and I've used a lot of them. So there are some of them you'll find that you like, some of them you can stick with, some of them helps you out more. You just have to find which one is the right one for you. So this first budget was introduced to me a couple of years ago by my sister and her husband. So after graduating, I was fortunate enough, I was able to stay with them for a little bit while I was working in a call center. You know, if you heard my story, you do know I didn't stay at that call center long. You know, first job I ever quit, pretty much left that job without a backup plan. But while I was there, they told me they was the first ones to kind of introduce me to budgeting my money. So at that job at the call center, we got paid every week. And pretty much I didn't know a thing about budgeting. I used to cash my check and carry the whole check in my pocket every week. You know, I might put a little bit in my savings account, but for the most part, I would walk around and have my whole check, nothing but cash in my pocket every week, going out to clubs, going out to different sports bars or whatever. I had my whole check in my pocket. And then one day they noticed that usually, you know, I would have a wad of cash on me. They knew I wasn't doing anything illegal, so it had to be my check that I was getting every week. So then that one day they sat me down or they talked to me and showed me how to use this budget. And this budget back then, it worked for me until I ended up leaving that job. Then I got off track. But this first budget is the 50-30-20 budget. So with this 50-30-20 budget, it's pretty simple to figure out, pretty simple to write down. All you need to do is take your net income and divide it up by those certain percentages, where 50% of your net income is to go towards your needs. So this is going to be your rent, your bills, you know, things that you have to pay, you know, groceries, gas, all of this is going to go in your needs category, the where you have 50% of your net income. And then 30% of your net income is going to be for your wants. So this is going to be your lifestyle spending. So pretty much shopping, dining, you know, clothes for the month, you know, internet, stuff that you like to have, but you don't necessarily need it to get by. You don't need it to live. So it's looked at as probably your luxury spending here. So internet, you know, you can do without internet. It'll be hard to, but you can do without internet. But all of that needs to go in this 30%, which we're going to call your wants category. And then the last 20% of your net income, all of this goes towards your financial goals. So this could be retirement, investing, debt repayment. So all of this, you take 20% of your net income and you decide how you're going to split it up. If you're trying to get out of debt, then you could go the Dave Ramsey route where you're putting that whole 20% on your debt. And then once you get that cleared away, and then you just have your retirement and investing. So you can start investing with your entire retirement, and then also maybe a Roth IRA, something you can create your own account and start investing also. But this is where you're going to allocate 20% of your take-home pay, your net income, is going to go into one of these specific categories of retirement, investing, or debt repayment. So like I said, this 20, 50, 30, 20 budget, I liked it a lot, especially when I was getting paid on a weekly basis. Now, you often have heard me also talk about the Conscious Spending Plan by Ramit, the author of I Would Teach You to Be Rich. So his plan, it pretty much reminds me a lot of this 50-30-20 plan, where he has it broken down into categories by how much you need to spend and what falls up under each category. But it's real similar to this 50-30-20 plan, except for the 20% is pretty much divided up into 10% for retirement and 10% for, I think, debt repayment. So it's real familiar. So if you haven't checked out that book, it's also a good book to read just to try to get some financial knowledge, try to get change your mindset, because it is something that you have to do. You have to change your mindset. So like I said, it's nothing that's easy. It's nothing that quick that's going to happen real quick. So one of the hardest things is being able to manage your money successfully. So the next type of budget is the envelope system. So this envelope system, I briefly used this budget a couple years ago. This is probably my least favorite budget because it consists of using cash and envelopes to manage your money. So pretty much in this budget, you determine your different categories. And for each category, you get an envelope, a mailing envelope, and you put that category there. And then you're using mostly cash. So you take out the amount of cash that you're going to need and you put whatever the specific amount you want for you plan on spending for each category, you put it in that envelope for whatever that budget is. And then as you start to spend, you take money out of the envelope for whatever category you're spending in. So if you're going to the grocery store, you're going to look at your groceries envelope. Then you're going to take money out of that, and that's what you're going to use for your groceries. Now, it's good in theory. But like I said, in today's age, like I said, well, years ago when I used it, when I used to try to carry around cash, I would just get cash out every paycheck, how much I needed for my budget. And it's just sometimes I would get thrown off when, let's say I'm at the grocery store and I didn't plan on coming to the grocery store, so I don't have that money from that envelope. So things like that, different little situations like that, it's the reason why I couldn't really stick to it for a long amount of time. Then the last type of budgeting method, this is the current budget method that I'm playing around with. And so far, I seem to like it. But this is the zero-based budget. This is where when you get paid every month or every week, you assign out your money to do a specific job for you. So every dollar amount has a specific job, meaning that every dollar amount just gets allocated to a different category. So when you get paid, you start with whatever your check is and you assign your money to different categories until you're at zero. So every dollar is going to be allocated for a specific purpose. This could be saving, lifestyle, spending, whatever categories you have. So it's a zero based budget because you're taking your income. Let's say you get paid $4,000 for the month, and then you're just going to allocate that $4,000 to different categories until you're at zero. That way you have the money set up for all of your different categories that you planned on spending in for the month. So like I said, this is the current budget that I'm using. And so far I've been using it ever since the beginning of 2024. And it's coming in pretty handy. I'm starting to get the hang of it. Like I said, it does take a couple months to kind of get that baseline of what you're spending on the average on every month in every category. But then after you get that basis, you're able to kind of go back and make cuts and kind of see where you're overspending. So some things you might be overspending on that you don't really think about is, let's say, vending machines. A lot of times, you may be somewhere where, you're hungry, you need a snack, and there's no restaurants or anything close by. You just need a quick snack. And you may have a vending machine at your job. So a lot of times you hit up that vending machine, and just because you're spending $2 here, $1 here, $3 here, you don't really think about it. But then what the zero-based budget or any budget is going to do is it's going to show you where you're spending the most, and that way you can start to make cuts. So you may look at it at the end of the month and say, dang, I spent $100 at the vending machine. So now you can have a conscious plan going into the next month, telling yourself that, oh, instead of spending this $100 at the vending machine, let me go buy $20 or $30 worth of snacks, and I can keep that at my desk. And that way I won't have to keep hitting up this vending machine every month. So that zero-based budget, like I said, is real good for doing this. So this is a budget that, I think is worth checking out. So far, like I said, we went over the zero-based budget, the envelope budget, and the 50-30-20 budget. Of those three, the zero-based budget and the 50-30-20, I think is real doable. So sorry to interrupt this video. According to my YouTube analytics, 84% of my viewers are not subscribed. If I provided any value to you in any of my episodes and you're not subscribed, please consider doing so, as it does help out the channel. If you're listening in your favorite podcasting app, please leave me a review or a comment and share this with a friend. So back to the episode. So next, we're going to get into the different types of budgeting apps to go along with those methods that we went over earlier. So for the zero-based budgeting app, pretty much I've been using YNAB. You need a budget. So YNAB, it's user-friendly, has an interface that allows you to connect your different accounts to it. So this is the current app. And also, I will advise that YNAB does have a cost to it. But with YNAB, I'm able to go inside of it every month. When I get paid, I can allocate my money to different categories inside of YNAB. And then as those categories are being spent in, I'm able to look at my transactions and categorize it to one of the categories that I assign my money to. So this has been a game changer for helping me to see what I've been overspending on. So some of my big overspending is just eating out at fast food. So no matter what area you're in, fast food done went up tremendously. So a regular burger combo at Wendy's, where back in the days where you could spend about $6-7 for a combo, you go to Wendy's now, you're spending $15 to $20. So it's real easy to go over your budget in that category. So but YNAB, like I said, I'm not trying to sell them, because it does have a cost, but YNAB, I think, is something that you should check out. There's no promotional codes or anything like that. It's just something that I'm using that I found to be real helpful for helping me to try to get a hold on my budget. So the next budgeting app that I used is Mint. So Mint, this is probably the first ever budgeting app I used. It's similar to the YNAB, that you need a budget app, except for it's not zero-based. You can add your bank accounts to it, and as you spend, it'll automatically categorize your spending. So it's good at still helping you find out what you may be overspending on. And then, like I said, when I used it, it was totally free. So I think over a couple years ago, or maybe a couple months ago, they ended up selling to another company. I'm not sure if that company has still kept the free tier or not, but if they have, then this Mint app is definitely worth checking out, because it's a way that you can start to get a hold on your spending and just be conscious at what you're spending without having to pay anything per month or per year. So it's something good at getting your feet wet. But Mint is also, like I said, another budgeting app that you can use to try to get control of your spending and get on a good budget. And the last budgeting app that I used is the Every Dollar app. So this app was pretty much made popular by Dave Ramsey, which I think it is his app. So the Every Dollar app is pretty much similar to YNAB, where it's zero-based, where it has you to allocate every dollar to a category. And as some people may say, you're giving every dollar a specific job by allocating it to a different category and going down to zero on your budget. So this was one of the first zero type base budgets that I used, and I used it a couple years ago, but so far from that one and YNAB, I like YNAB a little bit better, but it may be just me because when I used it, the interface wasn't as user-friendly as YNAB to me. Both of these do have a cost to it. So I think the Every Dollar app may be a little bit more than YNAB, as I think it was when I used it. It was like probably like 20 or 30 something a month. But this app is real good for getting your budget down and being able to find out what you may be overspending on your budget. Like I said, if you're a Dave Ramsey fan, which, you know, I agree with him on some things, you know, the baby steps, you know, I think that's a game changer. You know, I think the baby steps is real good at helping you to get the emergency fund and start to pay off your debt. Some people may disagree with him on the what time you should start investing. But for me right now, I'm just trying to get out of debt. But yo, check out the Every Dollar app by Dave Ramsey. It's zero-based budgeting. And like I said, it's something that you can download. I think they may have a free trial, where usually it may be like a month or so. They give you a free trial to test it out. But then once you get the hang of it, you may decide that you want to use it. But Every Dollar and You Need a Budget, I think those are probably one of the top two apps in my categories, in my mind. So there's plenty of other ones out there, but those are the two that was real similar. And like I said, for me, the You Need a Budget is probably my number one app. But then after you decide on which budgeting method you want to try out, and then maybe you have an app that you can help you with that budgeting method, I'm just going to give you some tips that I found out along the way. So one of the first tips is that you want to build your emergency fund first. So no matter which method you start to go with or which app you decide to download, you want to have some kind of emergency fund of at least $1,000 or more. Some people say $1,000, some people say $2,000, but I'll say at least $1,000 in this emergency fund. That way it's going to help you to stick to your budget a little bit more, because everybody knows that whenever you think that you're in the clear, a lot of times something comes up that you have to spend money on that you wasn't prepared for. So that's what this $1,000 to $2,000 is going to be for. And then after you get past that emergency fund and you start to work on your budget, one of the other things is you want to monitor it daily. So that's one of the things, if you use YNAB or the Every Dollar app, or even with Mint, you want to go in there every day and look at your transactions from the day before. Because usually it's going to be running a little bit behind from real time. So if you spend the day, it's probably going to show up in the app tomorrow or the day after. So you want to make sure you check it every day. And that way you can categorize your spending. Because if you wait for a whole week and you try to go back and categorize everything, a lot of times you're going to forget what you spent that on. Especially if it don't directly say it as the payee or whoever the payment went to or wherever you spent it at. If it don't necessarily have the store name, you know how some companies, they have that generic name. A lot of times you're going to forget what you spent that money on. Then that way it's going to throw your whole budgeting system off, because you may be assigning it to the wrong category. So which is going to pretty much make you end up going around in circles. So track and monitor your spending on a daily basis. That way you can see the areas where you might need to adjust it at and start to adjust accordingly. So one of the last tips I have is that you want to set goals. So you want to set goals so that you can celebrate your achievements. So this could be a goal, or where you reward yourself by saying that, okay, I want this new pair of shoes, or I want this particular video game, or I want this particular piece of equipment. And you may say, okay, if I can go 2 months with sticking to my budget, I'm going to reward myself with these pair of shoes. So that way you got something that you can strive for it too. You got something you're working towards. Because a lot of times, if you don't set no smaller goals along the way, getting out of budget, depending on how much debt you in, it can look like a long road. So if you try to go that long road without having no rewards or no celebratory things along that path, it's going to be hard to stick to it. Because most people is going to take about anywhere from 2 years to 3 years, or maybe a little bit more than that, just to get completely debt free. So you want to set those incremental goals. That way you can celebrate as you start to reach those goals. So that brings me to the end of this episode. If you found value in this episode and you're watching it on YouTube, Please like and subscribe. If you're on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, you can follow me at debtfreeinit. And then if you have a question or a comment, you can email me at debtfreeinit@gmail.com. Also, you can go to my website and leave a voice message too at debtfreeinitwithmike.com. Other than that, I'll see you next week. Peace.